sir, before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Roberto Jimenez.
Mr. Jimenez, sir.
0931.
Okay, sir, 1 second, sir. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Louis Cavadas was going to conduct your hearing, sir, so if you can just hold on, you will hear your voice next, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Roberto Guasama Jimenez, ADC number 319031.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the community supervision. This hearing is about the 3 alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on December 18th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Lee Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Jimenez and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Jimenez, this hearing will be conducted in 2 phases. Phase 1 will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with Phase 2 deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from Phase 1 to Phase 2. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will begin Phase 1 of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number 1, violation of condition number 7, was demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about May 2nd, 2018 for the task individual testing compliance summary dated June 11, 2018. Mr. Jimenez, is this true or false?
It is true.
Thank you. Allegation number 2, violation of condition 12A, was demonstrated by your failure to enter and successfully complete the Maricopa Reentry Center program on May 3rd, 2018, for the Arizona Conditions of Supervision, signed and dated May 2nd, 2018. Mr. Jimenez, is this true or false?
It is also true.
Thank you. And allegation number 3, violation of condition number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at, you have no address that's been inserted, but by changing your place of residence on or about May 4th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Jimenez, is this true or false?
That is true.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Jimenez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Jimenez, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Westby is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Menes. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Jimenez was the original chairman of the Board of Directors on September 29, 2017. He was arrested December 5, 2018 by AEC staff and charges. He was back in U.S. custody on December 5, 2018 with an adjusted sentence of April 3, 2019 to 215 extensions. Current convictions, 2017, narcotic drug violation, 2 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first time in DOC. CDR score 2-2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal. He has been two arrests in 2013 and drug-related, however, charges were not filed. His community whistleblower is a G1B2.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Jimenez. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like on December 29, 2017, you were released to community supervision with an approved placement at Phoenix Oasis Halfway House in Phoenix. You were directed to establish residence on May 3, 2018 at the Maricopa Reentry Center in Phoenix. You failed to report as directed. The discharge letter from Phoenix Oasis dated May 10, 2018 reports that you packed up your belongings on May 4, 2018 and failed to return. No other address changes have been approved for you, so where were you living after you were missing from community supervision, Mr. Jimenez?
I was with my boss at the time, a guy that was giving me work. So I was going to join and he was showing me jobs and he was letting me stay with him.
Employment notes that on January 3, 2018, you reported employment with Ross Home Services. Was this the flooring?
What was that, sir?
We have a note that on January 3, 2018, you reported employment with Boss Home Services, or BOSS?
Yes.
Was that the flooring company?
Yeah, that's the one I started with when I first got out, and I got more work from other contractors.
Okay. On May 2, 2018, you reported to Officer Borrego that you were doing side jobs and you were unable to provide proof of employment at the time. So, again, what was the name of the flooring company?
The first one was Boss. The second one was JP Innovations.
Well, we certainly commend you for being gainful. It sounds like that you may have gained some skills. We have programming notes that you were enrolled in task random color code gear analysis with a color code line. January 31st, 2018, you failed to provide a urine specimen at task due to not having a valid form of ID. On February 6, 2018, the results were negative. February 13, 2018, you failed to report a task again, and you self-admitted to your PO that you missed your UA because you were going to be dirty for heroin and methamphetamine. On February 14, 2018, you had a positive for methamphetamine. Your color was changed to turquoise. You provided UA as a task on February 27th and March 8th, March 16th, all of which were negative, which we commend you for. But on February 26, 2018, you self-admitted using heroin every other day since February 14, 2018. On April 10, 2018, you failed to report a task, and your task results on April 27th were negative, and then you had failed to report on April 30th, May 1st, and May 2nd. Looks like back in December of 2017, you were a Senate bill, released as a Senate bill and referred to SAGE, directed to attend participants with substance abuse. Initially required to attend two groups per week, but immediately following your relapse on methamphetamine and heroin, additional class was added. On February 26, 2018, you notified PO and SAGE counselor that you've been using heroin every other day since February. Shooting forward on May 2nd, 2018, you're sanctioned to verbally and verbally directed to report to NRC for 7 days and referred to the 90-day ITH residential program, and you failed to report to NRC. So it sounds like that you had a problem with methamphetamine and heroin.
Yes.
Were you addicted to both, like mixing the two drugs?
No, heroin and occasionally do methamphetamine.
And so how long have you been able to clean up from heroin since you were arrested?
I don't get your question.
Did you stop using heroin?
Yeah, I stopped before I turned myself in. I self-surrendered when they arrest me.
And how long have you been clean?
Since November 29th, around there.
Then how do you feel now?
I feel great.
So what is your plan for dealing with your addiction? It sounds like that your parole officer was really working with you on this case. There were numerous opportunities for them to violate you, and it seems like that they were really working with you. So regardless of whether you complete your next 4 months and finish your prison sentence or whether or not we return you to community supervision, what is your plan?
I honestly don't know how to handle my addiction. I probably just in wrong classes or whatever meetings. I just do whatever I can.
Well, I'm curious, only because you don't have a very deep criminal history. It sounds like it's very drug related. So how is it that you're able to stay clean now? Because we understand that drugs continue to be available inside the Department of Corrections. So what's helping you stay clean right now?
Right now my kids, I got a job waiting for me and a lot of family support right now, and I messed it up before and I'm not trying to do it again.
Were you hanging around the wrong people? Meaning, were you around people that were using heroin, or...?
Yes, sir.
Well, I hope you learned from that.
Yeah, not comfortable after a few months of being out on parole and sitting around with the same people.
That's a pattern we see quite a bit on the board. It's more than just a personal decision. I think when people are around it, they're a bit more vulnerable. So that's why I'm asking you about your own plan, because your prison sentence is going to end in a matter of months anyways, and you're going to be on your own. So I'm just trying to encourage you to think about your transition back to the community, what your plans are, what you're ready for, what you want. At this point, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Jimenez, we're coming to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion and make a decision? Thank you, sir.
No, sir.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jimenez, and thank you for being so direct and pleasant with the board. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, But it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, listen in on the discussion, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
The board has been on discussion. Fellow board members, I think this is an unfortunate case because Mr. Jimenez has a very limited criminal history. And it sounds like his peer was really working with him on the addiction issue, and it's taken a while for Mr. Jimenez to realize that he's got a serious problem. He's got some personal decisions he needs to make if he wants to move on with his life sober and free from the influence of drugs. But based on everything we gathered today and with the amount of time he has left on his community supervision, I'm not finding him suitable for returning to community supervision, but I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1695, our discussion with Mr. Jimenez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Jimenez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, or was about to lapse, in a criminal ways of company. Inasmuch that he relapsed into his heroin addiction and was using methamphetamine as well, not to mention that he absconded from the supervision for 215 days, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Jimenez, your supervision has been revoked, and you will be released on or about April 30th, 2019, which is less than 4 months away. I recognize it may sound like a long time, but it is just a matter of a few months, a matter of weeks, really. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your return to the community. I meant what I said. I'm impressed that you're staying clean right now, that you feel good. I hope that's a motivator for you. You've mentioned wanting to serve your family and having work. So we really do wish you a safe, sober, and productive return to the community. And I hope that you're ready to turn the corner on your heroin use. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Jimenez, we'd appreciate it if you just set the phone down and tell your CO3 that we're ready for the next inmate.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.